I need a praying church for tonight. I'd like to see somebody that needs God up here on this carpet praying tonight. Amen. I remember reading William Lloyd Garrison in the 1800s. He said, I will be as harsh as truth and as uncompromising as justice on this subject of slavery sin. I do not wish to think or speak or write with moderation. We're living in a generation now that you're supposed to be moderate to be politically correct. I done lost y'all right there. But Brother Garrison in his writing said, tell a man to moderately rescue his wife from the hand of a rapist. Tell a man whose house is on fire to give a moderate alarm. Praise God. I'd like to read just a few verses of scripture tonight out of the book of Genesis, chapter 37. We've had a wonderful two nights. I think some got the Holy Ghost. How many got the Holy Ghost last night? Two or three? Isn't that great? I'd love to see that happen. Anybody for that? Amen. But tonight, I trust that God will help us to try to reach some soul for God. Everybody, I'm going to lose you, some of you here. Everybody who says they're going to heaven is not going. Amen. One fellow said, if everybody going to heaven says they're going to heaven, God would have to deputize the angels to keep order. But we are living in a generation that is hard to get people to admit they need God. Genesis chapter 37 tonight, starting at verse 29. And if you would bear with me and let's stand for the reading of the word. And Reuben returned unto the pit. And behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whether shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, that's a coat of many colors, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. They sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all the daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. If you go back and let's glance one more at verse 33. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without without doubt rent in pieces. You may be seated. If God would be gracious to me tonight, I want to talk to you about a bloody monster. A bloody monster. When we read these verses of Scripture, we understand Joseph's brethren dipped his brother's coat in goat's blood. And they brought the dabbled garment to their father, cheating him with the idea that a ferocious animal had slain him, and they was hiding their infamous behavior. But I'm feeling God's presence right now. But there is no deception about that which I want you to look at tonight. A monster, a bloody monster, such as never reigns the African thicket or the Himalayan jungle, had tracked this land of ours and with a bloody paw has strewn the continent with the mangled carcasses of entire generations. Amen. That bloody monster is sin. Sin. S-I-N. Sin. Amen. When you say that word, you have to hiss when you say sin. Amen. There are tens of thousands, oh, I want God to help me here, mothers and fathers who could hold up the garment, some maybe out of their own closet, amen, and said, this garment is my boy's garment or my daughter's garment. Amen. Come on here. Amen. It is my son's coat or my daughter's coat. An evil beast hath devoured them. I want to tell you, sin loves nobody. The devil loves nobody. Anybody listen to me tonight? Some years ago down our way, we're not too far from the West Virginia state line, but there was a church group from Virginia that went over into West Virginia in a park for a weekend picnic. The whole church went. And there was a precious little child that wandered away from that picnic group and got lost in the mountains. They never did find him. Never did. A precious child. Amen. They found some clothing, but they never found the child. Come on here. I want to tell you, there's a bloody monster in the loose in American culture right now. Amen. When I read the Bible, I understand that Noah took strong drink. Come on here. Amen. Alexander, that conqueror, that conquered a majority part of the world at that time. Amen. Strong drink conquered him. Amen. I read history. I like to read history. Amen. The Romans at their feast fell off of their seats or their couches with intoxication. Amen. Can I tell you, I want God to help me here. There are millions of our race right now in our American culture, and could be some have attended this camp meeting, amen, that are drug addicts, AIDS and HIV disease has polluted the bloodstream of humanity in our time. We don't have to go back to Noah's time or Alexander the Great's time. We have a bloody monster on our hand right now. I just felt an urge of God. Amen. There's at least six people in this congregation tonight. Amen. That you need God in a worst way. Your life is going in the wrong direction. Help me here. I've read, amen, about Glad Memorial Methodist Church in San Francisco, California, has a printing in their church bulletin which they hand out on Sundays, and it is also recited by their leader. And it goes like this. Whoo, help me, Lord. We are all Christians, Jews, liberals, Bolsheviks, anarchist, socialist, communist, Keynesians, Democrats, civil rights, beatniks, ministers. Come on, anybody here say amen? Pacifist, amen. Doctors, scientists, professors, Latin Americans, Africans, amen. Common marketers, even Mao Zedong, amen. Doubtless from, amen, Lyndon Johnson to Mao Zedong, we are all Christians. That's the mentality of this generation. Help me here. Amen. That church, and I've got some books in my library at home, and I've got quite a few. Amen. And I don't have as many as a lot of preachers, but amen. I've got a book that's got a message in there that was preached years ago by the pastor of Glad Memorial Methodist Church years ago. Amen. And he preached separation from sin. He preached a new birth. He preached a changed life. Amen. Come on here. But not anymore. And I want to tell you, God help me here. Many of our holiness churches used to preach against sin. Used to hold a standard high. Used to. Come on here. But they have compromised. Thank God, I'm glad you folks here are not compromising. Help me here. Amen. That church used to preach a separated life from sin and preach the gospel, but not anymore. Amen. The article that I read said many of its services are performed in a modern dance. Suggestive gyrations are indulged in, and the church has become a haven for dope addicts, hippies, homosexuals, and sex pots. I want to tell you, there's a bloody monster on the loose in American culture. Amen. I read an article some time ago now. It was about Baby Buster's generation. Amen. The article said it's a lost generation. The generation with a bad attitude. Aimless. Amen. Educated MTV addicts. They were born since 1964. In a book, I want to give you some statistics tonight. To some of you, these may not mean much unless it's your son or your daughter. Come on, somebody say amen. The book, The 13th Generation by Neil, amen, Howe and Bill Strauss, gives a statistical horror story. Amen. In that book, they tell us every day, you listen to me now, every day, 2,500 children witness divorced parents. Every day, 90 committed to foster homes every day. Help me, Lord. I want to talk to y'all tonight. Every day, 1,000 unwed teenagers become mothers. Every day, amen, 15 to 24-year-olds among that age group, 13 commit suicide, 16 are murdered every day. Help me, Lord. Every day, 500 adolescents, amen, began illegal drugs. And 1,000 every day start drinking alcohol. Help me, Lord. Every day, they said, 3,600 teenagers are assaulted. Amen. And 630 robbed and 80 raped every day. Amen. Every day, 2,200 teens drop out of school. Amen. You tell me we don't need a revival in America. You tell me we don't need a revival in our holiness churches. Somebody say amen. Neil Postman, praise God. Amen. He wrote about the disappearance of childhood. And he said these baby busters, amen, lives always have fast, complex, entertaining, but weak on fundamentals. Amen. Divorced or under involved parents left these baby busters to learn about life from TV sitcoms, rock music, amen, and movies. And they're given answers to questions that they never ask about sex and complex social issues. Oh, God, help me tonight. Amen. And as a result, that generation come of age with a bad attitude. Amen. But that generation, God, help me here, produced what they call Generation X. Can I tell you there's a buddy monster on the loose? Amen. There are some that are trampled in the trenches of sin. They never intended to go far as far in sin as they did. They never intended to wade out in the trenches of this world's goods. Amen. Help me here. But they fall in the trenches of sin. And on this ghastly holocaust, amen, they burn. Could the muster roll of this great army be called? What I could endure the reeking, festering, amen, putrefaction. Amen. What heart could endure the groans of agony of those that are already in the grave if they could come back, come on here, amen, and tell their story of what sin did to their life. Help me here. Oh, God, there's a bloody monster on the loose. We need a revival in American culture. I remember, and most of y'all will remember reading that little deal about the Pied Piper. Anybody here remember reading about the Pied Piper? Amen. We read it in school. Amen. But, amen, this town was infested with rats, and they couldn't get rid of them. Help me here. Amen. They tried all kinds of, amen, schemes and disinfectants to get rid of the rats, but they seemed like the more they tried to get rid of them, the more there were. And one day this man came into town and approached, oh God, help me here. Amen, the mayor of the city, and said, I can get rid of all the rats in this whole town. Amen, but I'll, come on here. Amen, I'll do it for a certain price. Amen. And the mayor said, all right, I'll agree. Amen. He took out his little pipe. Amen. And he started playing a tune on his little pipe and horn. Amen. And as he went down the streets of that city, all the rats in that infested city came and started following him. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. And he played his tune and went out to the, amen, lake out of town. Amen. And they all drowned in that lake of water. All the rats, amen, is gone. Amen. The Pied Piper went back to the mayor to collect his money. Amen. And the mayor said, the rats are gone. We ain't giving you nothing. Amen. So he said, all right, you'll pay a price and the consequences. Amen. So he started to play in his tune again. And all the children in that city, amen, come on here, started following him. Amen. Oh, God, help me. Amen. And all the children, all those precious little children like we saw, amen, singing up here tonight. All those children followed the Pied Piper out of town and went to a mountain, a cave, and never saw him again. Amen. I know that's just a story, but there's a Pied Piper that's playing a tune to our young people. Amen. And they're listening to his music. Amen. And sin, come on here. Sin is calling them out of our wholeness homes, calling them out of our wholeness churches, calling them out of good people's homes. Hit me here. And they're going down that road that leads to eternal destruction. Hit me, God. And if God don't help our young people, some in this crowd tonight, amen, will wind up pulling the Pied Piper. Amen. There's a bloody monster on the loose, and we gotta have a revival. When we walk through the field of battle, slippery with blood and strewn with the bodies of the slain, when we hear the shrieks and the groans of the wounded and the dying, when we see the country wasted, cities burned by riots, houses pillaged, come on here, widows and orphans wailing, amen, because, oh God, the Pied Piper is playing their tune. Ah, how many here remember the Columbine shooting just a few years ago? Amen, come on, stay with me tonight. Those teenagers, amen. Oh, God, help me here. Amen. Infested with the power of the devil and sin. Amen. Got a hold of ammunition and guns and went through the school. Amen. Killing, oh, God, killing other students and shooting them dead. Help me, Lord. And one of the teachers, amen, was a man that got shot. Amen. And somebody stopped to try to help him. And he said, please, please, please tell my wife I love her. And my darling children, I love them. And he died. Amen. In his own blood. Oh, there's a bloody monster loose. Hey, hey, hey. Somebody said, I'd never do anything like that. If you are a servant of sin, if you're a slave to sin, amen, you'll do what your master, amen, calls on you to do. You'll follow that Pied Piper, amen, and that bloody monster will leave you wasted in the trenches of sin. Family turmoils, strifes, when we see parents and children and brothers and sisters, are y'all still with me? Husbands and wives contending with each other like tigers. There's a bloody monster on the loose. I don't know. I'm probably in trouble here tonight. But I've seen parents, amen, with precious children, sometimes in upper adolescence, sometime in teenage years. And I've seen those children, amen, that wanted to go somewhere. I'm in trouble here. They go to daddy, and daddy says no. Amen. And come on here. And they turn around to mama in a little while and ask mama, amen, come on here. Amen. And after a while, mama and daddy's at each other. And the children eventually get their way. Oh, but the sad story is those children sometimes never get back home because of the bloody monster of sin. Amen. That has ravaged our country. Hope God give us a revival. We need to see souls saved. We need to have a burden for the lost. Yeah. Look in the doors of many of our churches and see where envy and strife and malice prevails, and the spirit of harmony is replaced by discord and contention. And we see brethren, come on here, who ought to be bound together in love, full of pride and hatred and confusion everywhere and every evil work until churches split. Come on here. This one against that one, and that one against that one, until, amen, come on here. Amen. I want to tell you, I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but nobody profits from a church split. Amen. The only one who profits from a church split, amen, is those precious children that's called in the crossfire. Amen. And most of them go out of the church, amen, and said, if that's religion, I don't want it. And they never get back to God. Oh, there's a bloody monster loose. I remember reading about Tamerlane. He lived in 1300s, 1400s. He was an Asian Muslim conqueror. He created a massive, amen, empire by the sword. It was a short-lived empire. Amen. He conquered Turkestan. He conquered Afghanistan. He conquered Persia, India, Asia Minor, Syria, Iran. He destroyed the Turkish army. He defeated the Egyptian army. Amen. And this man, Tamerlane, amen, asked for 160,000 skulls, which he could build a pyramid in honor of himself. Help me, Lord. He got the skulls and he built the pyramid to his own honor. But but if the bones of all those who have fallen prey to sin and are in that eternal world of hell and eternity, come on here. Amen. If they could come back, amen, and pile up all of their, amen, bones, it would be more than 160,000 skulls. It would be mountains and mountains of skulls. Amen. White, bleached in the powers of sin. Amen. Whose lives are to be destroyed. Help me here. I want to tell you, Satan does not love you. Sin will not help you. Mountains, white. Amen. With the bleached bones of drunkards, drug addicts, adulterers, and fornicators, gamblers, dancers, liars, robbers, thieves. Amen. The sad story is that many of those came out of our own holiness homes. Amen. Come on here. The devil reached in there and pulled your precious cargo out of your house. Amen. And took them to that, amen, eternal, amen, hell hole, amen, of sin. I want to tell you, oh God. Amen. I was in the state of Kansas many, many years ago. Amen. And I went to a ghost town out there in the western part, amen, of Kansas State. Amen. And I went out there and I walked through it. Amen. And I went through the cemetery. And there was a tombstone that caught my... Oh, y'all listen to me. There was a tombstone that caught my attention. And it gave the name of the young man. And it gave... I think he was 20, 21, 22 years old. It told when he was born and when he died. Amen. And the inscription, oh God, the inscription on that tombstone, amen, below, amen, his name and his birth and death, it said, I wish I had stayed home. Oh, 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 oh. Appear that I'm talking to some people in this congregation tonight. Amen. The day will come, if you don't get your heart and soul right with God, the day will come. You'll say, I wish I'd have stayed in church. I wish I'd have stayed home. I wish I'd have listened to mama. I wish I'd have listened to daddy. Amen. But the devil is a bloody monster and he's tracking throughout this whole land. It is my son's coat. I don't like flies. I got fly swatter. You got a fly swatter? I've raised pigeons most of my life. I still got racing homing pigeons. I don't get to race them anymore. All I get time to do is just feed them. Amen. But years ago, I had them in a certain building over in the Shenandoah Valley. And I went out to feed them one day. Amen. And while I was feeding them and watering them, help me here, y'all listen to me. There's a big old fly buzzing around, buzzing around, buzzing. I hate flies. But while I was in there, the fly flew up on the corner where the stud comes up to meet the corner. Amen. And he sat there. And lo and behold, help me here, there was a hideous big old spider. Amen. That saw that fly land in the corner. And he quickly headed for that direction. Help me, Lord. I watched him so swiftly and quickly as he spun away from the, come on here, from this top plate to that top plate, from there to the stud, and amen, to the rafter, come on here. In just a moment's time, he spun a web that was so thick, amen, that the fly could not escape. Come on here. And then that beady-eyed, amen, spider went in for the kill. Oh, help me, Lord. I don't like flies, but I hate beady-eyed spiders worse than I hate flies. Praise God. And I reached down on the floor of that building and I picked up a piece of wood. Amen. And I went up to the corner. Come on here. Amen. I tore that web down and I took that stick. Amen. And crushed that spider against the stud. Amen. Come on here. And I said, fly, you're free to go. But I want to tell you tonight, I've got the wooden cross of Christ, and the devil has come your way, and he spun a web around your life, and you don't see how you can get out of it. But I'm telling you, the cross of Jesus Christ can set you free from the power of the devil. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost coming down in this place. We had a godly family in our church. Amen. Charlie and Bill Settle. They were precious. Amen. Oh, God. They were good wholeness people. She was a praying woman. They had a son, amen, by the name of Alan. Oh, God, help me. I want to talk to y'all tonight about a bloody monster. Alan left home, amen, against his dad's will, and he married a girl. Anybody here? He married a girl, a sinner girl. Amen. They had a precious little girl, a darling little girl. Amen. Oh, God. And they started having family trouble. Amen. She told him she was leaving him. Amen. For some other man. That's the trick of the devil in this generation. Am I preaching all right here? Amen. Amen. He begged her to stay. Whatever he could do to get her to stay. And she said, no, I'm leaving. And she did. And she took that darling baby girl with her, which Alan loved dearly. Amen. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. Amen. And when she left, amen, they had a bedroom. They had a king-size water bed in those days. Amen. He went down and he laid on that water bed and with a double-barrel shotgun stuck the butt up in the air. And with his finger, he plunged both triggers. Help me here. He went out into eternity. Amen. Went through him and through the water mattress and blood and water mingled together in the floor. Help me, Lord. I'm trying to talk to somebody here tonight. I'm talking about a bloody monster that's after your soul. Amen. Amen. I was off in a meeting somewhere. Amen. My wife was home at the time and they called her and told her, amen. I forget, was it the, amen, Bill? And Bill was in the hospital, wasn't it? The man, amen. And, amen, they called my wife and said, we've got to go to the hospital and tell Bill, amen, what's happened. Oh, what a story you have to tell. A sad story that you don't want to tell. Amen, wish you didn't have to tell. And my wife went to the hospital, amen, and told Bill, that precious man, oh, God, what had happened to his son that's gone into eternity. I want to tell you, the devil don't love you. Sin will not take care of you. You may think that you're going to have a good time and you're going to live it up. Amen. And you're going to enjoy all the entertainment of this world. But sin is a killer.
We had a younger son. We only had two sons, Ricky and Randy. If I could get somebody to come to music, we're going to have an altar call in just a few minutes. Our son, Randy, had some precious children. They were small children when this incident happened. He was pastoring a church in southern Alabama, a preacher. Help me here. Devil don't care who you are. He's after your soul. Amen. We got a phone call and it said that he had left his family in Alabama without any notice. And while his wife, come on here, was gone to the store, he took his precious darling children, which is my grandchildren, to the neighbor and left them. And he left out and we didn't know where he went. Amen. We later found out he was in Florida. Oh, God, help me. I'm trying to help somebody find God tonight. Amen. He went in deep sin that I don't even want to discuss. Amen. The trenches of sin that he fell into. Oh, how horrible it was. Amen. We didn't know where he was. And we got a phone call. Amen. That he was in a certain man's house in the state of Florida. And help me, Lord. I'm trying to help somebody get saved tonight. Amen. I got on the airplane and flew to Florida. He didn't know I was coming. Amen. But I waited for him in that house. And when he come in from work, amen, he saw me sitting there. And he said, Daddy, what are you doing here? And I said, son, I come to talk to you about your soul. Amen. I stayed with him 3 days, begging him to come home. Amen. In the process of that, we had moved his family up with us, and they were living with us and had precious, darling children. Some of y'all know Whitney. Whitney's the baby. Amen. She was 2 years old. Amen. Come on here. When she come to live with us, she's 29 now. Amen. And I begged Randy. I said, please, Randy, please come home. I sat in his car. Amen. And I held his hand. And I said, you're my baby boy. Amen. I love you. Your family loves you. Please come home. I was crying. Tears are running down his cheeks. Amen. I pled with him for hours to please come home. Hey. I saw him sitting behind the wheel of his car. I saw him when he set his jaw. And he said, no. My heart broke. Is anybody here listening to what I'm trying to talk to you about? There's a bloody monster on the loose. He's after your soul. I left him. Got on the plane, flew back home. Wasn't very long. Amen. A few months later, we got a call from the local sheriff in our county. I knew him. John Henry was his name. John Henry Woodard. Amen. I knew him on first name basis. Amen. We'd meet and we'd talk. And on June the 7th, are y'all listening to me? June the 7th, he drove up in my yard and got out and came to the door. Usually about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm long gone. But so happened this particular morning, I was still home. Amen. I said, come on in, John Henry. Amen. He said, preacher man, he said, I'm here on business today. Said, your son got murdered last night. Talking on the telephone, and some kids, teenagers, five teenagers, I believe, amen, was in their house, and they was watching some wild, crazy movie. I'm wanting to say something about dungeons and demons and dungeons or something of that sort. Dungeons and Dragons, that's it. Amen. And when the show went off, they said, let's go rob somebody. And they went down to the, amen, shopping, just a strip mall shopping center. There was a telephone booth there. And my son was talking on the telephone. And a 15-year-old girl come up with a 9mm gun pistol. And she poked him in the side and say, we want your money. he turned around and brushed her off. She pulled the trigger, severed his aorta. He bled to death on the sidewalk. Help me here. I said, my wife said, how long did he live? He said, the best we can tell from the sheriff down there in Florida, he lived 20 to 30 minutes before he died. My wife said, that's enough. He knows how to pray. And if he prayed, God would hear him. Are y'all listening to me? Oh, what a sad story we have to tell. Amen. To get somebody's attention, the devil is after your soul. There's a bloody monster on the loose. The statistics that I gave you earlier, amen, will probably be forgotten before you get out of the parking lot. Amen. And begin before you get home, unless one of those was a statistic of your son and your daughter. And you can go to the closet in your house and you can pull a coat off of the hanger and say, this was my son's. This was my daughter's. There's a Holy Ghost presence that's hovering over this congregation right now. I don't know who you are, but God knows. God knows. And the Holy Ghost is pleading with you tonight. I challenge you. Get out of your seat and come and kneel on this piece of carpet. And saints of God will pray with you. That Pied Piper will leave town without your soul. Praise God. That bloody monster with his blood on his paws, amen, will have to leave your house. And say, there's one that I didn't get. Every head is bowed and every eye in this building is closed. I know the Holy Ghost said there's at least six in this congregation tonight that you need to pray. But there may be more. While I'm saying, have I got a praying church here? I need a praying church right now. My dear friend, if you need God, would you just slip your hand up there where you are? And I know by that uplifted hand, you want the prayers of this. God bless you, son. God bless you. Anybody else in this congregation, raise your... God bless you, lady. Anybody else? God bless your heart. God bless you, lady. God knows the hearts that are in this congregation. And I'm pleading with you tonight. You need God. I've got an old wooden cross that Jesus died on. And I'd like to tear the spider web that's around your soul down and set you at liberty and freedom if you'll give God a chance. Anybody else want to raise your hand? Right quickly in this congregation. God bless you. I see that hand.
This is precious girl. Anybody else want to raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me. Anybody else in this congregation? I tell you what I feel led to do tonight. Would y'all let me obey God? I'd like for everyone in this congregation that is 25 years of age and under, please, saved or unsaved, would you stand to your feet? Places. Saints of God, look at these precious young people. Now, would you, saved and unsaved, get out of where you're standing and make your way to this front and kneel before God? Come on. Come on. Come on, boys. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's some here that that bloody monster's paw is not going to get a hold of. Could I have some good praying saints to come? Amen. And gather around behind these. Lay your hands on them and pray. Sings this. Praise God.